Peter, what are your thoughts about the shift in clinical research that's moving more towards looking at tissue and subsetting, et cetera, and breast cancer?
If you look at things, I think we're coming to the end of the era of cytotoxic chemotherapy, in that the 90s was a time when a number of trials came forth and demonstrated that anthracyclines were superior over prior, basically alkylator-based therapy. And then during this decade, we've seen a number of trials reported that place taxanes thoroughly in the realm of things. I don't think there's another cytotoxic chemotherapeutic agent which is likely to move us strongly forward. I think also, if you take a look at this, each one of these steps has a ratio of about 0.8, or about a 20% step. And Zeno's paradox is where you take half, you walk halfway to your goal. And, you know, it takes an infinite number of steps. And we're working in kind of a really weak Zeno's paradox here, where we're taking 20% of the steps toward the goal with chemotherapy. And that's an infinite number of steps. So even if gemcitabine adds something, it's just not going to be that exciting unless we can change the paradigm from taking these 20% steps to taking 50% steps. And that's where the targeted agents come in, and that's where all this work in neoadjuvant therapy, metastatic disease, predictors of response is so exciting, because the only way we're ever going to get there within our lifetimes or within this millennia is to actually take much bigger steps. And so what you're seeing now is the trials are being broken out by HER2 status and that kind of thing. And I think that that's going to be, at one level, that looks horrifying, because all of a sudden we're going to have these smaller subgroups of patients. But on another level, it's not going to cost us, because the size of the effects we're going to be looking for, when we're looking for a 20% effect, it takes 3,000 patients to see it these days. But if you're looking for a 50% effect and you do a 3,000-patient study like the North American trastuzumab study, you get P with, you know, 12 zeros after it. The Finns did their study. It had 200 patients, but it was in a targeted population, and it was possible. So I think what's happening is that all this molecular work is allowing the trials to be done in much more selected populations, where we can run smaller trials because we're looking for bigger effects. And it's not going to work against us. In fact, it'll work for us, because if you have 10 trials, each one of which get completed over the next few years, and they all take now a 50% step instead of a 20% step, during the next decade, we'll get a lot further than we would with big mixed trials.
Be interesting to see the CMIC levels on those Finnish patients. Norm?
I'm not quite as enthusiastic to write a eulogy for chemotherapy as Peter is. But on the other hand, I think that the point is well taken. I think we're heading in the same direction. I think we've crossed the threshold of therapy by empiricism to therapy based on molecular discriminants. The Oncotype DX being a case in point, where your high-risk group really becomes the signature for a chemotherapy that is considered banal, unexciting, pedestrian, and suddenly you have a signature for CMF. So, again, the point is well taken, but I think it applies to chemotherapeutic agents as well as to biologicals.